Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Yesterday we talked about the relationship and what is relationship. Until now, I don't think we know what it means, a relationship. For example, when you look at Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants us to believe in Him, trust Him, rely on Him. The love only for Him and for Sabilillah. Fear only for Him. Asking Him. Do not trust nobody except Him. Do not seek support from except from Him. Everything is Him. And this, when we understand it and we study the name of Allah and the quality of Allah and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do for us, we have to love Allah. And this generates a relationship. This relationship, what Allah wants from us, obedience, to listen to Him, to obey Him, to obey His Messenger, Rasulullah SAW, to follow His Messenger. And the more we follow, the more to obey, the more we love, the more we fear, the more this generates the relationship. Today, my dear brother and sister in Islam, something happened in the last 3-4 days, and I see it one after another. When you watch Turkey, for example, you have this man, the one in Pennsylvania, and when you study this man, Abdel Fattah Gulen or Abdel Fattah Gul, something like that, he's really, when you study it as a Muslim, he's not even a sect, he's a cult. Because look at his understanding and his view in Islam. And look, he has 15 million followers ready to lose their life for him and for his belief and do whatever you saw already. And today, when we try to have a relationship for Sabilillah, we love each other for Allah, and we're supposed to have respect and trust for each other for Sabilillah. And when we advise each other, and when I advise, nobody follow. And everybody follow their own way, and everybody coming with their own technique and whatever. I said, Subhanallah, the people who follow cult, they believe 100%. And we cannot follow each other for Sabilillah. We cannot achieve for Sabilillah. We cannot seek consultation in time. We cannot obey the goodness for us. Does this make sense? And we call after that this a relationship. This is what happening between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us something, now what we do? We do the same. We use our mind. We're wasting our time. We drift right and left. We do not achieve what Allah wants us to achieve. We do not try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our nafs is high. We have no unity. Why? Because we have no unity with Allah. If we have unity with Allah, we will have unity with each other. My dear brother and sister in Islam, today I announce it loud and clear. I'm a failure. I'm a big failure. Because if nobody follow me and obey me and listen to me and trust me, what left? What left? Imagine, I tell you yesterday, you go to your son or daughter and you advise him daily, 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 daily. 5-10 years later, they're still doing whatever they like. And all the advice you give them, nobody listen. How you feel? And when I think about that, how Allah feel about me? 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 Where am I from Allah? Is my salah, is a relationship with Allah? Is my dua? Or I'm really, all I worry about what I want, what I want, what I want, what I want Allah to do for me. Is it a relationship? Similar. I see it, even again, I said it yesterday and the day before. When the father or mother gets sick, or somebody gets sick, we are sick and tired of them. We cannot serve, we cannot be kind, we cannot have rahmah, and we give away. This is why, subhanallah, our condition, my condition. May Allah save me from myself May Allah save me from the torture of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give me the quality to gain the respect of Allah and the respect of other. How Allah respects you? When Allah opened the door of goodness for you, when He unites the good people around you, when you become famous dunya and akhirah for sabilillah. This is my goal, but I have no quality. Make dua for me. Reflect over what I said. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.